Hello and welcome to Super Great Kids Stories, wise tales from storytellers around the world, which will make you laugh and sometimes cry. Recommended for ages 5 to 105. I'm Kim and I love stories. Hello, Super Great Kids, and how are you? I'm very happy because today we have a trickster tale told by a new storyteller from New Zealand. Her name is Emmy, and she learned lots of stories from her mother, who is Maori. Emmy's story is about a trickster called Maui, who is a hero in traditional tales told in Polynesia. Polynesia is an area of islands in the Pacific Ocean, including New Zealand. In this story, Maui uses magic powers to try to stop Ra, the sun, from racing across the sky. It would make quite a good drawing, so do get some pens and pencils if you feel like drawing while you listen along. Now, just before we join Emmy, here's a question for you. Do you have some favourite sayings in your family? Some of you have been telling us that little sayings which you hear in the stories on our podcast have now become part of your day-to-day family chit-chat. For example, Nikolai, who is 6 from Vancouver in Washington, says, "Hey ho, off I go," whenever their family are going somewhere. That expression comes from the recent story, Hey Ho, the one about the magic pot. So, while we have a quick word with the grown-ups, could you think of any sayings you might use in your family? Hello, Super Great Kids, I'm back. I wonder what sayings you came up with. Here are a few which we use in our family. Time for some Snicky Snacks. It's a plan, Stan. And it's a deal, Mr. Beale. Now, it's time to meet our new storyteller who lives in New Zealand. Are you sitting comfortably? Am I sitting comfortably? Then let's give a warm welcome to Emmy.
Tēnā koutou tamariki mā. And that means hello to all you super great kids. I'm Emmy from New Zealand, or Aotearoa in Māori, my native language. Aotearoa is a tiny set of islands down in the South Pacific, next to Australia. My mother's family are Māori, native to Aotearoa, and we come from tribes Ngā Te Awa and Te Arawa. My family here have a tradition of sharing our history through telling stories with each other. Our ancestors didn't have writing tools or books, so all of our knowledge was passed down through the generations by talking and telling stories. Do you like hearing stories? I sure do. As a child, it was the most wonderful way to learn about the world. I learned all my stories from my mum. She's a storyteller too, and she's going to tell you some stories on Super Great Kids sometime as well. This story that I'd like to tell you today is about a Māori trickster called Maui. And in this story, Maui decides to do battle with the sun. Do you sometimes find that days seem to last forever? Maybe you're at school and it's a hot day. All you can think about is a nice cold lemonade ice block and a dip in the pool. Well, you can thank our trickster demigod for that. His name is Maui Tiki Tiki Ataranga, because the days have not always been so long and luxurious. There was a time when, every night, Maui would sit with his brothers around a fire. His brothers were always complaining about how short the days were. "Oh, that sun! Rah! He is just so lazy! He's never up long enough to dry our clothes or make the days long enough that we can
dig our gardens.
There just weren't enough hours of sunlight to get anything finished in time. The grass wasn't growing long enough and the flowers blossomed and closed so quickly you could barely catch a sniff of their beautiful scent. It felt like the brothers would just be finishing their breakfast and that naughty sun was already settling down for his sleepy time again. One evening, the brothers were feeling particularly frustrated. They were having a delicious hangi. A hangi is a kind of a barbecue, only the food is cooked in a pit in baskets that are wrapped in damp cloths. And when the food is cooked, it's unbelievably tender and juicy with a smoky flavour. The sun had already gone down, and Maui and his brothers could barely see their dinner. They were feeling very cross about this. Maui's brothers started grumping about how short their day had been.
Oh, where? I can barely see my food.
Aye, brother. I thought I was eating a bite of kumara, sweet potato. But it was actually pumpkin.
Maui the trickster demigod listened carefully to all of their grumbles,
and then he had a brilliant idea.
I reckon I could slow that fireball if I just had some ropes long enough.
Yeah, right,
said the oldest brother. Maui, you're such a dreamer. Seriously, brother, how on earth is teeny tiny you going to slow that giant hothead? Rather sun.
Maybe I need more than ropes, thought Maui. Aha! I think I'll need magic ropes.
And with that, Maui set to work. He invited all the villagers that lived with him to help him pick a strong flax plant that grows all over New Zealand called harakeke. Then he beat the flax to soften the fibres so they could weave long, long, long ropes. They used special karakia or prayers to make the ropes magical and super strong. Maui also had another special item which he had stored safely for special occasions. You might have seen it in his hand in the movie Moana. Can you guess what it was? He had a magical hook. This was the jawbone from his grandmother. A very special gift, and had strong magic of its own. Maui prayed to the gods Mother Earth, Papa Tuanuku, and Father Sky, Ranginui. He prayed to Tane Mahuta, the god of the forest, and to Tane Hokoka, the god of the birds. Maui also prayed to his ancestors. He prayed to his mama, Taranga, and to his papa, Makia Tutara. Maui hugged his family before he and his brothers set off to the land of the sun. They travelled secretly at night time in the dark when the sun was sleeping, so he didn't know what they were up to. It was just as well that the sun slept so much. That was the problem, wasn't it? Sleepy, lazy sun, always sleeping and not spending long enough in the sky to shine over the world and provide light. During the daytime, the brothers hid behind rocks, in the trees and in caves, so that the sun wouldn't notice them creeping towards him. Eventually, the brothers came to the land of the sun. Because of his heat, the land had turned into dry, cracked red clay. It looked a bit like when your mum bakes a cake and sometimes the top of the cake is all cracked. The earth scrunched and crunched under their feet as they walked and walked and walked. Crunch, scrunch, crunch, scrunch. Can you help me? Crunch, scrunch, crunch, scrunch. The brothers kept on walking. And you know, when you're out in the hot sun walking, does your mouth become very dry? All they could think about was a long drink of cool water, maybe with a slice of lemon and loads of ice cubes in it. Maui's brothers said,
Oh, Maui, we're so thirsty. Can we please go back and get a drink of water? Maybe a lemonade ice block, please, 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 please.
Maui paid no attention to his brother's demands. He was used to this kind of thing from them. He knew he was very strong, unlike them. And he was also very focused. He encouraged his brothers to keep on walking. And on they went.
Crunch, scrunch, crunch, scrunch.
They sucked on berries and other juicy fruits to help with the heat in their dry mouths. And they just kept right on walking and walking until they came to a deep, scorched hole in the earth. The heat made the brothers feel like their skin was scorching with sunburn. The sun was sleeping soundly and snoring like a pig. Can you do that? Maui got his brothers to build themselves walls of clay to hide behind. They dug deep trenches so they could move around unseen by Ra, the sun. Then, when the sun was sleeping in his deep pit, Maui pulled out the special ropes that were soaked in magic prayers. He and his brothers tiptoed around, laying the ropes across the sleeping sun. They lay them side by side, so close together that when the sun started to get up in the morning, he got all tangled in them. The sun, still a bit sleepy, pushed and pulled and pulled and pushed to get out of his pit. Realizing he was stuck and he'd been tricked, he thrashed against the rope trap, roaring to get out.
Roar! Fa-la-la-la-la!
The more he fought, the more he wound himself up in the ropes. His angry face frightened Maui's brothers. The heat was so strong that the brothers screamed in fear and tried to run away, but Maui ordered them to stay. They didn't really have a choice. Either they stayed to fight the sun or risked being hit by one of the sun's fireballs as they tried to escape. So determined, the brothers pulled on the ropes.
Heave ho! Heave ho! Heave ho! They all chanted,
as if they were in a giant tug of war with the sun. Can you help me?
Heave ho! Heave ho! Heave ho!
And working together, do you know? They managed to stop that sun from rising. Next, Maui pulled out his grandmother's magic jawbone and started to hit the sun with it.
Ouch! Ouch!
Roared Ra.
Why have you trapped me? I will burn you with my heat, Maui.
Maui yelled at the giant sun.
You, Ra, the mighty sun. You are naughty and very lazy. You're always sleeping. You need to slow down and pass calmly across the sky to give us longer days. And stop rushing selfishly back to your bed. No one likes to eat in the dark. We need time to work and play in our gardens and dry our washing on the line.
After a long and violent fight, and a few more slaps from Maui's magic jawbone, the sun finally gave up the struggle.
Ouch! 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 Oh, stop, stop, please. I'll do whatever you ask. Just stop breaking my precious rays with your blows.
And so, the brothers let go of the ropes and stood back to watch as the weary sun drifted slowly, slowly up into the sky and glided gently across it on his way. The brothers cheered.
Three cheers for Maui, the hero of the people, they yelled. Hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hip, hooray for Maui!
And you know, the sun did keep his promise and the days grew longer and longer as he slowed his path through the sky. And from that day on, Maui and his people had more than enough time to get all of their chores done. And even time to enjoy a little play as well. And to this very day, we can all thank Maui for our long, happy hours in the sun. And if you watch the sun closely as he travels across the sky, you may just see some of those magic ropes still hanging from his arms. Be careful, though. You don't want the sun to think that you're laughing at him. And that is the story of how Maui slowed the sun. Ka kite, tamariki mā. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much, Emmy, for that story. I wish I had a friend like Maui who could just pop up to the land of the sun and ask Ra to shine a bit more. I wonder what you'd wish for if you had a friend with magical powers. Do send us any pictures you might have drawn of Maui trying to tie up the sun with magic ropes. Send them to Story Owl via our Facebook page, facebook.com/supergreatkidsstories, or via our website, supergreatkidsstories.com. Now, it's time to say hello to some new owlets. Welcome to Owlet Rosie, who is 6, who comes from Loveland in Colorado. She doesn't have a favourite story. She says she loves them all. And hello to new owlet Nessa, who is 6 and listens to the stories with her mum every week. Their favourites are Finn McCool, the Loki stories, The Ghost of the Bloody Finger, Mama Draga, and The Lake That Flew Away. Nessa sent us a beautiful photo of her and her mum in matching Super Great Kids Stories t-shirts. Just lovely. And if you're looking for t-shirts, go to our website, supergreatkidsstories.com. And a big hello to Owlet John in West Virginia, who is 8. His favourite story is Mama Draga, and he's also drawn a picture of Baba Yaga's house. A big hoot and happy welcome now to 6-year-old Kailana from Washington, D.C., who got a subscription from her grandma for Christmas. Kailana has been following the podcast since COVID times and likes to sit by the speaker as she listens. She drew us a lovely picture while listening to A Drop of Honey. And a hello hoot to 6.5-year-old Elora from Roseville in California. Her favourite stories are, well, anything involving fairies. She particularly enjoyed the Rathlin Island fairies told by Liz Weir. And over to Carrie in North Carolina now to say hello to Mia, who is 11, and her brother Julian, who is 9. They listen every week with their grandma, Abuela Laura. Welcome to you all and happy listening. And hello now to 5-year-old Emerson and 2-year-old twins Jonah and Elias from Jonesboro in Tennessee. Emerson's favourite story is The Four Dragons from China. Welcome to the club. And a big hooty hello to Joey from Wilton in California, who listens every morning on the way to school. His favourite story is Nien, the sea monster. I hope you like the story about Maui this week, Joey. Hello now to super great fan Sydney, who is 7, from Lisbon in Illinois in the US. She enjoys listening to the podcast while playing outside with her ducks and her Highland cows, Archie and Fergus. And her favourite story is The Hairy Toe. Welcome now to Adriana and Joseph in Spring Hill in Kansas. Adriana's favourite story is The Princess and the Sylph, and Joseph's is East of the Sun and West of the Moon. He likes the Snow Bear, of course. Welcome to the club, both of you. And a happy hoot to 5-year-old Alma from Albuquerque in New Mexico. She's a big fan of the spooky stories, but her favourite story is The Bilingual Mouse. I love that one too, Alma. And over now to South Australia to say hello to 6-year-old Gaia from Adelaide. Her pick of the stories is The Crab King. Ah, that one is a cracker, Gaia. Good to see a bully being taught a lesson. Hello now to 6-year-old Juice in McDonough in Georgia in the US. Her favourite story is River Mama. I wonder if you look out for mermaids now after hearing that story, Juice. And a big hello to superfan Nikolai, who is 6, from Vancouver, Washington in the US. Nikolai's favourite stories are the Baba Yaga and Anansi stories, but especially the super great scary stories. The spookier the better for Nikolai. Ooh, brave you. And our pick of the week picture goes to 5-year-old Dali from Leicester, who listens to the stories every night. His favourites are How the Tiger Got His Stripes and Baby Crocodile's Birthday. He's coloured a beautiful picture of Baby Crocodile's birthday from the Super Great Kids colouring book. The food you've drawn looks absolutely delicious. No wonder Baby Crocodile is jumping for joy. And I love the colours you've used. I can see you spent a lot of time on this, Dali. It's a great picture. Thank you. If you'd like to see all the Super Great pictures sent in this week, go to facebook.com/supergreatkidsstories. More Owlet welcomes next week, and thanks very much to all of you who are subscribing to our podcast. We couldn't manage without your support. If you'd like to support our podcast on Apple Podcasts or on Patreon, we'll say hello to you on the programme. You can hear our stories advert-free, and you'll get over 38 bonus stories and at least 20 super great scary stories. For more information, go to our website at supergreatkidsstories.com. There are more fun facts about New Zealand in our Owlet Letter for Subscribers this week. And next week, we begin a new theme of how and why stories. This podcast was produced at Wardour Studios in fabulous Fitzrovia in London.